This is Patrick Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 27th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Urex. Visit them at urex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. Today we have a video for the Open Outcry Traders History Project in the newsletter. This video features our first IPE trader to be interviewed for the series, Olivier Ravel. Ravel gives some great color from his experience on the trading floor and noted he is sad for the traders of today that don't have the experience of working on the trading floor and meeting people from all over the world, from all different economic classes and educational backgrounds. This is something we lost with the move to electronic trading and the closing of the trading floors. I'm in Florida, not in Chicago, and the big snowstorm through Elmhurst only received about 6 inches of snow. I am on an odyssey to take my mom back to Florida and her home there. Today I leave to return to the Midwest and I'm stopping in South Carolina to see my former boss and mentor Tom Price and his wife Nancy. Tom is the owner of the Price Futures Group Inc., where I was president of electronic trading from 1997 to 2011. It was there that this newsletter was created and there that John J. Lothian & Company Inc. was incubated. We had 10 people working in the Price Group's office before we left to go into our own offices. I will be interviewing Tom and Nancy for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Tom was a trader on the floor of the CME in the cattle pit after leaving Texas to come to Chicago. Nancy was a clerk on the floor, and clerks know everything as they have time to wander the floor and are not confined to a trading pit during market hours. It should be a fun couple of interviews. Masks will be worn and social distancing rules will be in practice for the interviews. Bloomberg's Justin Fox has a story that it seems money does buy happiness after all. Robin Trott, executive director of a Singapore-based consultancy, and Elizabeth Cook, a CME Group Inc. board member, are the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Robin is a former Citi and JP Morgan executive. At Citi, he was a director and APAC head of electronic execution, futures, clearing, and collateral, and at JP Morgan, he led Asia Pacific Trading Solutions and was responsible for all e-trading clients in Asia, except for Japan. Elizabeth is the president and owner at McCat Group LLC, and president and owner of Lucky Star LLC. She is also a board member of Wild and of Associated Colleges of Illinois. She is a former floor trader on the CME, where she was the founding broker in the currency options in 1985, when they first started trading at the exchange. Thank you to Robin and to Elizabeth, and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. And now a note from Matt Rabel. Jason Somansato of the cryptocurrency platform OX will be leaving the company to take on an advisory role at the CFTC. Somansato announced on Twitter that he will be working as a policy and tech specialist for Lab CFTC to build a deeper understanding of how crypto fintech intersects with regulation. And now a note from Suzanne Cosgrove. The International Monetary Fund's regular January update to its World Economic Outlook, published Tuesday, projects global economic growth at 5.5% in 2021 and a slower 4.2% growth rate in 2022. The IMF said its forecast for the 2021 partly reflects expectations for vaccine-powered activity later this year. The recovery is seen varying widely across countries, with the U.S. up 5.1% in 2021, compared with its 3.4% decline in 2020. We have some sponsored content in today's newsletter. A special report, first year anniversary workshop of TOCOM-JPX Electricity Futures. Asia's most successful electricity futures at Tokyo Commodity Exchange and Japan Exchange Group celebrated its first year of listing with a co-hosted webinar with QuickCorp on December 15, 2020. This event was attended by over 250 people from 152 companies. At the workshop, the Director General of Commerce and Service Industry Policy at METI gave an opening remarks, and Mr. Ishibashi of AstMax Trading Inc. gave a keynote speech on electricity trading and risk management. In the panel discussion, traders from different power companies shared their experiences in using TOCOM electricity futures and their internal risk control systems. They pointed out that there is still a huge opportunity in electricity futures market in Japan, and requested the exchange to list a new product such as those converting the Hokkaido and Kyushu areas and change the product design to extend contract months. For more details, there's a link in today's John Lothian newsletter. A new article from Tom Thompson of John Lothian News, SEC Commissioner Pierce rolls out welcome mat for new chairman. Even though there are unknowns, there are potential benefits, is what SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce would like foreign regulators to keep in mind regarding cryptocurrency regulation. Her comment came in response to a question from Tom Quadman about working with the foreign regulators during the Center for Capital Markets Competitiveness virtual conference on digital assets. Quadman, an executive vice president at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Center for Capital Markets Competitiveness, had asked the commissioner what she thought about international leaders like ECB President Christine Lagarde, who last week called for global cryptocurrency regulation. Pierce had been talking about the different approaches she saw regulators taking with regard to cross-border issues. Substituted compliance, compliance with a comparable foreign jurisdiction's regulations as a substitute for local regulation, and joint research into cryptocurrencies by regulators are two familiar approaches. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. And now Tuesday's top three. Our top story on Tuesday was a CME announcement. CME Group to launch a global emissions offset futures contract on March 1st. The second most read was a fun story from CNN. Why swearing is a sign of intelligence helps manage pain and more. And third was Bloomberg's what Leon Black got for paying Jeffrey Epstein $158 million. And now your MarketsWiki stats of the day. There have been 198,584,500 pages viewed of 25,151 pages, and there have been 229,516 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.